I promise you, the 501(c)(3) is a part of the Hive. Now, it's okay if you're in a 501(c)(3). It's for a season. There's a time and place for everything. You can learn a lot, but it's part of the Hive. It's more of a legalistic Hive. You'll see that the denominations, they will talk about each other, right? One denomination will badmouth the other denomination. And they'll say, I'm right, that denomination's wrong. We've all done it. We've all said, this one's right, this is wrong. Now think about it. So if you're in China, you believe that the USA is a cult. If you're in Iran, you believe the USA is a cult. If you're in the USA, you believe China's a cult, and Iran's a cult, or Russia's a cult. No matter what nation you're in, you believe the other nations are probably wrong, the bigger nations, you know. And so, what's the chances of you not being, when you're looking at them, you're looking at yourself. If you think that the United States is perfect, then why is it called an American dream? It's a dream. It's a dream. Why is it called American pride? Who wants to live in a dream, and who wants to live in pride, you know? Unless you control the dream, that's a different story. But the devil fell for pride. So the 501(c)(3) is no different than the cultures all pointing their finger at each other, saying we're right and everybody else is wrong. Now, I do believe the original plan of the USA was set up right, but anytime you get a lot of people, like J. Vernon McGee said, you destroy the organization, because most people don't show up because of what the organization stands for, but because of money, the love of money, you know, or their position. Same thing. They're not in it because they believe what the, most people who join an organization, they don't even know what the organization believes. And so they're not in it for the beliefs. They're in it just for the ride, you know, the free ride. So a 501(c)(3) is division. D-I. 501 is D-I in Roman numerals. 3C is 33, which is union. So the 501(c)(3) is to divide the unity of the body. And to get everybody fighting against each other. That's what's going on with that. It's real. And so, all these systems that they set up are just miniature systems of Babylon. And so the miniature systems of Babylon are all going to have a common denominator. And you can actually see, instead of them looking at the other person and seeing like a mirror image of where they used to be, or where they are now, or where they're going, or a different version of themselves at some point, or they could have went that path, they're pointing their fingers and causing division. If they're all saved, they shouldn't be pointing fingers. They should be building each other up in the truth. But when they look at these other denominations, they're pointing fingers. But they have 3-point back, you know. And they don't realize when they're doing that the Bible says they're comparing themselves with one another, you know. And that division, it's contrary. One faith, one Lord, one baptism. Now you might say, well, what if they're teaching false doctrine? Well, I'm sure almost every denomination has some false doctrine. That's why you have to get out of it. The Baptists would say, we're the right ones. But at the same time, they say, faith alone. And then you'll go, well, you better never, if you don't show up, they'll say something like this. If you don't, you better not miss one day of church, because if you do, something might happen to your kids will get run over in the street or something like that. Putting people in fear. Playing God. And they'll use the words like, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. But what does that mean? Does it mean every day? Three times a day, three times a week, once a week, Sunday morning, or Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday, Thursday. Who has determined the forsaking of the assembling of yourself together? Who determined how often? As you see the day approaching, don't forsake. Is that every day, every week, every 2 weeks, once a month? You know, what does that mean? Does that mean kill yourself to get there? They set up their own little doctrine. You better not miss one day of church. You better be here 5 days a week. They set up their own. Just like the Sabbath, Jesus told the Pharisees, he said the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So I'm going to heal somebody on the Sabbath, but you want to kill me. And so that's how the legalism works. They set up man-made rules, and if you don't follow those man-made rules, you're bad because you're not following a man-made rule. When the only rule that God requires is to believe on His Son to be saved. So when somebody starts setting up rules for you to follow, you've gone into a cult. When they start setting up rules, you've gone into a cult. Now, there's certain typologies that you see somebody walking down, you're not going to be a part of that because you know where that path leads. But each person has their own little bubble that they need to stay in. And so it doesn't matter. And so if it's the Methodists, you know, they'll go into, the Methodists have their own traditionalism that they go into. Pentecostals, emotionalism. And all the different cults have their own little idiosyncrasy. And so the 501(c) is a part of the hive. Because what's the purpose of the hive? To divide the body of Christ. And so if they're a part of that, they're part of the hive. Division. Instead of one faith, one Lord, one baptism, they're trying to cause division. And if somebody knows a little bit more than them, they get jealous, you know. If you go join the 501(c) and you have a spiritual gift, they're not going to let you exercise. Why? Because most of them, they sold their soul over to the hive, and they use their gift to try to bring you under the MK Ultra. So the root of the MK Ultra is to split your mind, just like they're splitting the body. So they want to do a split. They want to give you expectations that nobody can keep, and you'll either split your mind and go crazy and join them, or leave and go join another one. And the same thing will happen.
and it'll just keep happening. So you finally, after about three or four churches, you see the same pattern happen. You say, something's, how come they're all the same? How come they're all acting the same and it's wrong? Because the MK Ultra mind control is the hive. Subliminals. So you sit under a teacher who's a legalist, you're going to be a legalist. If you sit under a legalistic teacher long enough, you're going to be depressed. You're going to have a sour face. I've seen them. They're sour. They're miserable. If you sit under a legalist for 5 years, you're going to be a legalist. If you sit under a traditionalist for 5 years, tradition's a man instead of God, then you're going to be a traditionalist. If you sit under the Pentecostal for 5 years, you're going to start barking like a dog. You're going to believe lies. But if you put that word out there and you don't let man try to tell you what to believe, and whatever the man says, you compare it with the word, then eventually you get strong enough, you don't need anybody to teach you, because you've got the Holy Spirit and His Word to teach you. That's why I say for a season, the 501(c)(3) is okay, because you need some teachers. But once you see what the teacher's doing, you'll see every teacher will have a pattern, right? And they don't even know what's going on. One teacher might be leading you to depression, or one might be leading you to negativity, one might be leading you to paranoia, one might be leading you to this or that or the other. So each teacher doesn't even know what they're doing unless somebody calls them out and puts them in check, you know. But they create this little box that nobody can ever put them in check. So they stay in that little pattern. Whatever it is. Negativity, whatever. And you actually see it in marriages. You see it in families. You see these patterns that, these bloodline patterns that people don't want to break, or they don't seem to be able to break. You know? Because it's contrary to the truth. And so that pattern becomes an obsession. That's their blanket. There's this little Charlie Brown Linus blanket. The Linus had a blanket. So that pattern that they created, which is anti-truth, and the other people around them who's enabling it, is their blanket, security blanket. And that security blanket, God is trying to pull out from under them, but they hang on to it for dear life. And when He finally pulls it out, some of them jump off a bridge, or some of them go crazy or whatever. But they always want to have a security blanket. And they always have an enabler. So the narcissist MK Ultra mind control is the same. When Eve went into delusion, she wanted Adam to be her enabler. She wanted Adam to enable her lies. And when he wouldn't, she put him in the doghouse until he... But we knew he would go down with the ship, because it was pretty much a prophecy of Christ in the church. But you notice, when you're dealing with God in a situation, God will not enable you. If God ever speaks to you, He don't enable your insanity. He don't enable your lies. God loves you unconditionally, but He's not going to enable your delusion. But He knows the areas that you need to work on. Because how would God know everything that you need to work on? Because you're a piece cut off. And He knows where you need to be and where you're going to be one day. But He knows right now that His artwork is the heart. H-E-A-R-T. Heart. Art. He art. His art. So the heart, the artwork, God has some artwork to do, and that's your heart. And most people are not ready for the artwork to be done. They fight it. They resist it. It's a trip.